Walk through a Berlin subway station, and you'll likely hear the sounds of an accordion, a keyboard, or harpsichord, often played by musicians from Russia, Poland, or Ukraine. But unlike other cities, where performers can set up shop at will, Berlin street musicians have to buy a weekly license, and they're regulated. The government controls where and when they can perform. NPR's Rachel Martin spent some time with some musicians, and she filed this report.
It's early morning at Berlin's music licensing kiosk, where street musicians line up to select their performance venues. The first person in line meticulously counts out the required €6.50 for each day he wants to work this week. Sigrid Schlein, a dyed blonde with a smoker's voice, manages the office. After the morning rush, she taps her acrylic fingernails on the list of subway stations and explains the process.
The people who were here the earliest get the best stations. You see, there are not so many stations left now. The good ones go very quickly.
Berlin started allowing musicians to play in subway stations in 1987, but only with licenses that stipulate where, when, and what they can play. Schlein says the permit is good for a week, includes an all-day train ticket, and allows musicians to play in their chosen locales from 6 a.m. until 8 p.m. 23-year-old Eugenia Yanukovych is a student from Russia who plays the keyboard to help make ends meet. She's worked in other European cities without such permits, and she says that's much tougher.
Musicians have to get up at 3 in the morning to get a position at a good train station, one with a lot of foot traffic. In that situation, I know that as long as I'm there, for an hour or so, the station is mine. But as soon as I leave, someone else takes my spot. It's a much better system here.
With or without a license, life as a street musician is still all about location. After buying his permit, 28-year-old Anton Krukov heads up to the upper-class neighborhood of Charlottenburg, where he's chosen to work for the day. The accordion player situates himself on a stool on the subway platform, and amidst the din of incoming trains, begins to play. Commuters rush by. Every now and then, one drops some change into Krukov's open instrument case. Krukov came to Germany 3 months ago from Russia, where he was working as a musician with the Russian army, where he mastered what could be called accordion standards.
I know some masterpieces from West Europe, big musicians, old musicians, Mozart.
After 4 hours of playing, Krukov counts his meager earnings, €17.50. It's a disappointing take, but he says Berlin's licensing program works because it gives him and other musicians a sense of professionalism and structure to their lives.
Germany helped me to believe for my power, to believe for my mind. Germany has made me more strong, because being here, you must work. You must be more disciplinary.
But Krukov admits life as a street musician can be a struggle, in Berlin or anywhere else. After a slow week, Krukov says the licensing fee is hard to come up with, and at times he says it's difficult to pour heart and soul into music that is neither acknowledged nor appreciated by anonymous crowds. When that happens, he quotes lyrics from a Russian song about street musicians, then he reveals his own strategy.
Don't think bad about your hard life. Someone will work by you. Someone will give you small money. And even if you had a mistake in your solo, don't stop. Go on playing. Because this is your solo. I just sit and play. I just sit and play for me and for God.
Rachel Martin, NPR News, Berlin.